Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. This is your forum for folks who are interested in connecting with their intuition, their intention setting ability, manifestation, synchronicity, and magic. So thanks so much for listening this evening. I want to make sure that our guest is on, and Belle Salisbury, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Awesome. Cool. I'm on vacation and I'm on a different computer, and there were just some little glitches with Blog Talk, and so I'm really, really glad that you're there and sorry that we didn't get to speak for a few minutes beforehand. So I just wanted to check and make sure that you were there. This is for folks who are not familiar with the program. This is Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, and like I said, this is a program for folks who are interested in all of those topics. I encourage you to check out the show Inner Voice Intuitive Hour on With Insights Radio on Blog Talk on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time every week. And then I also encourage you to check out the other show that I'm doing with several other folks called the Intuitive Light Community. There is also a Facebook page that you can join as well, and it is for folks who are interested in connecting with their intuitive process, their intuition on a deeper level, and having discussions about that. So that's been a lot of fun to do that radio show as well, which airs on Sundays at 3 o'clock, and we have a great group of folks who do that. So with no further ado, I want to let you know who's going to be on next week and introduce Belle and spend some time talking to you. I'm so excited to have you on the show, Belle.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Next week, I will have, on July 9th, I will have Janet Bauman on the show. Janet Bauman is a wonderful practitioner who works a lot with animal totems. I'm really excited to have her on. Anyone who's been drawn to any particular animals starting to create relationships and pay attention to signs around those animals, this is an hour that you really, really should not miss. So I encourage you to share your pretty shiny picture with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, so we know that you are following the show and you can get updates about what is coming up in the future. And I want to introduce my guest, Belle Salisbury. I'm so excited to have her on. She has a wonderful magazine called Belle Spree, which is an online magazine and an online publication. I hope I'm getting this right, Belle. For folks who are interested in their intuition, their intuitive process, tarot, just a whole gamut of metaphysical topics. And I'm just so excited to ask you, Belle, how that came to be and what your journey was like. I know you also do wonderful intuitive work, intuitive readings, and I'm just really excited to share the hour with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. Yeah, I have a degree in metaphysics, and so I wanted a platform in which I could share the knowledge that I've gained. And I thought, well, I'll just make an online magazine. And it took me a couple of months of kind of playing around with names and titles. And I kept hearing Spirit say, Belle something. And I kept saying, no, I don't want this to be about ego. I want this to be, you know, for the people, not about Belle. And I kept hearing again, Belle something. And I just couldn't get it. And finally, Spirit came up with Beautiful Spirit. And I'm like, oh, I love that. So I did a search, and that name was already taken by a different type of publication. I think it was like a newsletter. So I didn't want to go with Beautiful Spirit. And then it clicked. Bel Esprit means Beautiful Spirit. So the name of the magazine became Bel Esprit. So I created a fan page on Facebook and filled in the information, and then it needed a mission statement. So I thought, well, let me just think on that. And so I put it aside overnight, came back on the next morning, and the fan page had 75 likes. And I never even broadcast it. It was just there.
That's wonderful.
And people began contacting me, wanting to contribute as writers. And it's incredible. My magazine is a year old, just over a year old, and we have right at about 58 contributing columnists.
That's amazing. And I got a chance to look at all the columnists, and you guys cover a wide gamut of topics.
We do. We have many different categories. We cover health and healing. We cover spiritual growth, angels and intuition, inspiration. We have a guidance category. We have divination, world peace, true stories where people can write in their own personal experiences. We have a paranormal section. We have a fellow that writes. He's actually a MUFON representative for UFOs, and he writes about some of his experiences there.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it really is very extensive. I was lucky enough to have Mystic Mandy on Inner Voice a while ago. I think I met her through Facebook, and at that time she was really working a lot with the EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique, and then she introduced me to you, and it's just amazing how things, come to fruition, you know, fruit on Facebook, and just the relationships that are created and the depth of networking that happens there. And so it's just been a lot of fun to get to know some of you guys better and promote you and your services and all of that, and just share on the show and all of that. So how did your journey get going, Belle? I mean, this is a little off the beaten path. This isn't a typical 9-to-5 kind of a job. It's more like a calling, you know. How did you start to do intuitive work and find that that calling?
I started when I was very young. I knew that I had something when I was a little girl. I was about 5 years old when I realized that I could see things that my parents, you know, could not, or that I would just know things, and or I would feel them. You know, I just had information that there was no way that I should have had, you know, that information or that knowledge. And growing up, it was a little confusing. You know, my mother was a little frightened of what I did, and as I got, you know, into my tweens, she would tell me to stop doing that, it's evil, and I would just look at her and go, no, it's not, you know, because I knew
good
it wasn't.
For you.
Yeah, and, and you know, and sitting in church and listening to our minister yell at us made me very uncomfortable, you know, and certain things that he would say, I remember sitting there to myself and going, that's not true, you know, having a knowing, a knowledge, if you will, that something just didn't seem to be right. And so sure enough, you know, I became a young adult. And I remember as a teenager, however, I tried to make it stop. I wanted to be normal, and I tried to make it stop. And I couldn't do it. You know, it lasted for about a year or so, and then it just kept becoming stronger and stronger. And in my early 20s, I started doing readings for friends, you know, just playing around, so I thought, and was doing readings for friends. And then it became friends of friends and friends of friends of friends, you know, and it just sort of blossomed from there.
Awesome, awesome. So you had been a practicing intuitive psychic medium, what have you, for years before you got the inclination, you know, the spirit calling to start Belle Esprit.
Right, right.
Is that right?
Belle Esprit is just a year old, but I've been doing psychic readings for about 38 years.
Awesome, awesome. Very cool. And I know that you do a lot of different kinds of intuitive work. I spent a little bit of time on your website. Can you talk a little bit about the kinds of ways that you work with folks?
Sure. I offer, and I hate, you know, labels, you know, psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, those are labels.
I do too.
You know, but yeah, but I'm able to see things that are going on around a person's physical life, meaning if there is a situation that they're experiencing right now, I'm able to see around that to help give them guidance towards making wiser decisions or helping them to see the choices that are available to them. And then as a medium, I'm able to see spirit on the other side, whether it is our angels or spirit guides, whether it is our departed loved ones, I'm able to see and communicate with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And which of those gifts showed up for you first?
It was the mediumship gift that showed up for, and it's an ability, but excuse me, it was the mediumship that showed up first and foremost, and that was being able to see a grandmother who had passed long before I was born. And she never spoke to me. She was just always there. And I always had this this comforting feeling of knowing that she loved me, just very, you know, comfortable with her presence. And it wasn't until I was a young teenager, young adult thereabout, that my mom had gotten some pictures of her mother, and she showed me the picture, and I realized, oh, my gosh, I know her. That's my grandmother, Lily Bell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it was
her
that I was seeing, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome that Bell is in the name, too.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Excuse me.
Awesome. Oh, no, that's okay. So very cool, very cool. So I guess I'm really intrigued with how you were able to put this wonderful publication together so quickly. I mean, you just, it is so extensive and it is so, it's so thorough. I mean, you cover so many topics so beautifully. Anybody out there who's listening to the show or who, you know, ends up listening in the archives, do check out Bell Spirit, it is called.
It's Bell Esprit.
Publication, because it's,
yeah,
it's
pronounced
Bell Esprit.
Bell Esprit. B-E-L-L-E-S-P-R-I-T. Only one I, because a lot of people call it Bell Spirit, but it's not spelled spirit. It's S-P-R-I-T.
Okay.
Yeah, for French, for spirit, Bell Esprit. And it's at bellesprit.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
awesome. I have to say, Jennifer, I could never have put this magazine together without all the wonderful contributors who provide their knowledge so freely. You know, it's a free online magazine, and I hope to always keep it a free online magazine.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It is just so extensive, and it's so beautifully done. And I know also that you have a service for, I think, writers of the publication, who are called Diamond Psychics. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that works?
Right, that's just that's a listing that's made available through Bell Esprit magazine that is our Diamond Psychics and Healers. And these are professionals who are working in this field and offer, whether they're psychic services, mediumship services, healing services, or all of the above. And we do test our psychics and healers just to be sure that by our recommendation, they are what we consider great, best, you know,
mm-hmm.
very good
mm-hmm.
and qualified in what they say they can do. And we have roughly, I think, 26 psychics and healers that we represent. And we did that because, you know, so many people say, gee, you know, I'd like to talk to a psychic, but maybe they don't know one, or they don't know how
mm-hmm.
do you tell when there's a good one or a bad one. You know, we know that those that we are recommending on our magazine site as our diamonds, as we call them, because diamond is our logo, we know that those who we represent are qualified. They're good at what they do. And so it becomes the Bell's seal of approval.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I guess I always think about that whole, you know, ethics behind the work that we practitioners do, because I think sometimes we get a bad rap because people have had a bad experience or they haven't been led in the direction of spirit so much. And so what would you say are the qualities that your diamond psychics possess that you think are important for people to possess who are doing this work?
You know, the qualities that I look for, first and foremost, is when they're testing, I don't want someone that's going to bait an individual, which means, say, a person buys a two-question reading, and a person comes in and they ask their two questions, and then the psychic says, but, you know, if you get a 30-minute reading, I can give you a lot more detail.
Right.
That's baiting. Yeah. That's feeding them to you know, put in more money in their piggy bank. And we don't approve of that. You know, my concept is, as a reader for myself, if someone comes to me and they have paid for a 15-minute reading, but if Spirit has a lot more to say to them, I'm going to sit there as long as Spirit speaks. Because these things come through, you know, divine guidance, not Bell. You know, so I don't watch a clock. You know, they may get a 20-minute reading. They may get a 45-minute reading. However, it whatever it takes for that message that Spirit has for them to be made known, that's how long I'm going to take. And that's kind of what I look for. You know, not necessarily am I asking people to give away their time, but I don't want clock watchers, you know, and I don't want people who are going to bait someone into getting a much longer reading. And, of course, I wanted to be certain that those readers and healers that we're utilizing or you know, promoting are good. They're accurate. We don't want someone just spilling a bunch of, you know, crapola. You know, we want them to be giving accurate information. And so we have a number of testers for the magazine that are very willing to become testers, you know, that test those that ask to join our listing. And, you know, we've actually turned some away because we felt like what they gave was too general. It didn't, you know, really give any great insight, or they couldn't answer a question that the tester had given. And so, you know, we don't just accept anybody. We want to know that those with whom are being represented by Bel Esprit are Bel Esprit quality.
Awesome, awesome. I think, too, it's so important that the information is helpful, that it helps inspire people, and that it helps it helps empower them. You know, I've had, you know, some of people who've come to my client, who've come to me as a client, who have said that they've had bad experiences in the past with someone who disempowered them or tried to get them addicted on onto getting readings all the time or this sort of thing.
And,
Yeah. And that's really sad because it does a disservice to the entire profession, you know. And it's just, it's not a good way to work with Spirit. It's just not, you know, it's not ethical.
And you know, and there are times, and it happens with me, it happens with everyone, we're going to have good days and we're going to have bad days. And we're going to have individuals whom we don't connect with. And the, you know, the ethical thing to do is to say, I'm so sorry, I'm just not connecting with you. You know, and offer them a refund or don't charge them if you've not been paid yet. You know, but it's always honesty. That's the best policy. If you're getting information, you know, give it. But if you're not, say it. You know, be open. And
Absolutely.
Don't just sit and make stuff up to eat up, you know, the minutes
Absolutely.
That they pay for.
Yes, I think that's wonderful, and I think that I think things are changing because we're becoming a culture that is so much more focused on sixth sense and intuitive ways of knowing, and it's just so important that we have, you know, standards and that we know what those are as practitioners, and exactly.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. The thing that I learned many years ago is that when doing a reading for someone or a service for someone, Spirit will never tell an individual what to do because they will never take away your free will.
Yes,
they will
absolutely.
Give you guidance and they will give you choice, but the choice is yours. So when someone says to you, oh, you know, you need to leave that man, so Spirit says leave him, he's not the one for you. Well, that's not Spirit speaking, because Spirit would never tell you that.
That's right. And that's up to the individual. That's a process that an individual goes through by receiving
learning.
The divine guidance. But that, exactly, that's their process.
Or I may tell them, now, this is gospel according to Bell.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
If it were me, I'd leave that man. But I'm not going to tell them that it's coming from Spirit.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Very cool. Well, I'm just amazed, like, looking through your publication at how extensive it is and how well done it is. And, it's just a wonderful, wonderful resource for people.
I taught myself how to do that. When I first started the magazine, I did. I had no clue how to do a layout, how to do anything.
Wow.
And it's funny because in January was our one-year anniversary, and I was looking back at our first issue, and I opened it up, and I went, what was I thinking? It was so bland, and so I sort of have it as a personal goal that each issue has to just knock out the one before. I always try to make it professional, and I just, it's stuff that I've learned along the way and trial and error.
Sure.
But I'm we're so very blessed as a magazine, not only for the fabulous contributors and the wonderful diamonds that are psychics and healers that work with us, our readership. I am just so amazed that, we're, and it's not much per se as a magazine goes, but we get 20,000 hits a month. 20,000 people
That's
are
amazing.
Reading this magazine a month. And to some it might be, we have hundreds of thousands of readers, but, I don't advertise anywhere for my magazine, but I know that it will open up. I know that it's growing every time I look at it as a higher number than the one before. So,
That's amazing.
But I'm honored. People
find things that are quality. People who are looking, searching in the field will find something that's quality, and the thing that is the most quality will rise to the top of its own accord, So you don't have to do that much, except wonderful contributors.
Yeah, and then another thing that I had decided with my magazine is that I wasn't looking for contributors to begin with, but when contributors began coming to me, I wanted common folks. I wasn't looking for famous writers. I wasn't looking for, famous authors to contribute to my magazine. I was looking for the common people, the reachable people who had just as much knowledge as those who are well known. And the same with our covers. We always try to feature individuals who are common folks who are making a difference in the world.
That's
although this
wonderful.
Month's cover, I'm proud to say, is Carla Baron from Hunting Evidence on True TV. I had the wonderful opportunity to invite her to be on our cover, and she accepted, and I was so starstruck. I'm like sitting there going, oh, wow, I'm really talking to her.
That's
she was just,
so funny.
Yeah, an awesome lady, very awesome, very down to earth.
Oh, cool, awesome. And what is the publication that she does? I'm not familiar with that. I don't believe.
Haunting Evidence is Carla is a psychic profiler and investigator for missing persons and murder cases, like what I do, and that's why I connected with her so much. And so Haunting Evidence is a TV show that was aired on True TV. I think it had a number of seasons. I can't remember how many, she's famous. She's I hate to call her an actor because, she didn't act while she was doing this program. She was simply just doing her thing. And on Haunting Evidence, some of the shows that they focused on or some of the cases they focused on was the Natalie Holloway case and the Madeleine McCann who came missing in Portugal while her parents were on vacation. They left the kids in their hotel room while they went to dinner, came back, and the young child, I think she was 3 or 4 years old, came up missing. And, JonBenet Ramsey, they covered that case. So they would cover a lot of the high-profile cases.
Awesome. And you said you do that work as well?
I certainly do, yes.
Oh, wow. And really when did you start doing that, and how did you get into that?
I really kind of fell into it. It's been probably 15, 16 years now that I've been doing that. Excuse me. And it started with a family member that had a missing loved one and had contacted me to see if I could help them, you know, locate their loved one. And of course, you know, we don't solve crimes. We simply can give leads. We can give information that may not be readily available to the investigators. And I was able to give certain details and more information than what they had as evidence. And, mm-hmm. and it, of course, ended up resulting in an arrest and a conviction of a perpetrator that was involved in that disappearance. And it just kind of spread from there, you know, to where I was getting contacted from all over the place from family members looking for their missing loved ones.
Well, and when you do that work, Belle, do you have to, like, filter out what you get? Because I would think some of the energies there would be kind of dark or foreboding. Do you have to go through a filtering process where you get the information, but then you shield yourself or protect yourself in some fashion?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to describe. When I'm working, I'm seeing through the eyes of the victim. I see mm-hmm. what the victim had seen or what they experienced. I see, you know, images of a perpetrator, if that's what they saw, a vehicle, a surrounding. You know, I'm able to get certain details. And then I can sort of float up above and mm-hmm. look at more detailed surroundings. But what happens is that you sort of step outside of your emotional self mm-hmm. to where mm-hmm. you have virtually no feelings. You're just giving information as quickly as it's being shown to you. You're just, you know, spitting it out. But you do have to be conscious about the type of information you're giving, such as when I'm working with a family directly, there's some pieces of information I'm not going to tell them, but that needs to be given to an investigator, such as I might get a name of a perpetrator. I'm not going to tell the family because then they're going to become vigilante and they're going to go after this individual,
sure.
you know, innocent until proven guilty. Whereas I may give that information to the lead investigator of, you know, a description of an individual or a name of an individual. You know, those go to the investigators, let them handle, you know, but then assure the family member, you know, of other types of information that, you know, that they might need.
Sure, because they're not as emotionally entrenched in the information.
Exactly. And as far as,
well,
you know, being taken to dark places, I don't often feel like any fear that a loved one may have had prior to their passing. You know, I don't go into that place. It's almost like I sort of step into this other world, if you will, to where I'm mm-hmm. simply there as a messenger to relay information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's so wonderful and so needed. I think that oftentimes, you know, when we do this kind of work and we act as a interpreter of this information, that it has kind of a counseling. I mean, obviously it's not a licensed counseling, it's not through the state or that sort of thing, but it has kind of a counseling. We're responsible for the information and the way that we present the information, and
Absolutely.
To do that in a loving way and a supportive way and a helpful way. And so I think that's wonderful.
And there was a case that I had worked on a number of years ago where a mother and father contacted us because their adult son had come up missing. He was dealing with some depressive issues, and the last time they saw him, he went to his vehicle, he pulled out a rifle, and took off into the woods. And so they had prior to me, they had contacted a couple of other psychics who had told them that their son had shot himself and that, you know, he was just sitting up against a tree, yada, yada, yada. And so then, you know, I know. And then the family contacted me, and we went to their home, and my husband and I, went to their home, and right away, I did not feel him on the other side. And I began to share with the family that he had been staying with friends. And then I said, he owns a home, and he's not far from here, but he's been in his home and picking up supplies or taking things that he needs, changing clothes. And I said, but I just don't feel like, you know, he's on the other side. He's just avoiding you because mom, and I looked at the mother and I said, you're nagging him too much. And the father goes, see, I told you, you know. And the mother goes, yes, you know, I do. But they were just concerned for him because he had some emotional issues. And so they thanked me for my time. And then about a month or so later, they did call me up and said that he was found safe and sound, exactly like, you know, it transpired that, you know, he was staying with friends. He would sneak into his house, you know, and change clothes and get, you know, he would do that sort of thing. And the woman said, you know, if I'd listened to these other, she called them crackpots, these other crackpots, I'd been planning his funeral, you know. But she said, I just believed what you said, you know. But and I think it's because they wanted to believe that their son was still alive, which, you know, I felt he was, you know. And so it was a very happy ending type of story. But, you know, it's unfortunate that people think that they're doing a good thing and are just kind of putting information out there when, you know, it's really not their forte.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that that, when you work in a community and you work in a metaphysical community, there are all different stripes of people who do this sort of work, and you hear stories, you know, people come to you and say, oh, you know, somebody told me to burn a candle and, you know, give them $400 to burn a candle to get rid of a curse.
Oh, my dear,
this sort of thing. And yeah, and you're just, like, my mouth just drops open. I'm like, you're kidding,
yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah.
Shame on them all. And that's, you know, partly why we're so particular with our selection of diamonds, you know, for our psychics and healers, is that we want to make sure that none of our psychics ever do that. You know, they're ethical, you know, they're business people, you know, they run, this is their business, and they're not in the business of ripping people off or planting fear in someone's mind.
Yeah.
You know, you got a curse,
and I think
baloney.
And I think the empathy piece is so important, you know, because we're the first person that they're reaching out to who may be hearing their story, or we're sharing information with them, and it's our responsibility to have empathy for their story. I've, you know, encountered psychics who will just shoot off at this whole, you know, well, this is what's going on, and they're just like deadpan when they say it. And there's no awareness of how the person is taking it in, or what they're receiving, or the emotional impact of what you're telling them. And I just think it's so important for us to have deep empathy for what we're being honored with.
Exactly. And we have to be so careful that we are not taking advantage of a person's emotional duress. You know, like
absolutely.
I have. When I do missing persons and murder cases, I do not charge a dime. I do not charge anything. That's community service.
That's great. That's
Or if there's a client who just recently lost a loved one and they're still grieving, they're still going through that mourning process, and they come to me, you know, I'm not going to charge them either, because that's their state of mind. You know, hopefully what I give them is helping them through their mourning stages, and I would not charge them for that. But if someone comes to me and their loved one's been gone for years, you know, or for, you know, a period of time, then I may charge, just because they're asking for a reading. You know, they want to hear from their departed loved one. So there's a bit of a difference, and sometimes I'll just let spirit tell me what it is I need to do. You know, do I need to give it for free? Then I do it. If they, you know, don't speak up about it, then I know to charge them, you know. So and people need to realize this is my business too. This is how I support myself.
Sure, absolutely. I think this whole idea of, you know, this being a vocation, like it is your business, yes, but that, you know, it's also a vacation to a vocation to a certain extent. It's a calling, you know, it's something that we feel that we have to do to create a better world, you know, and
yeah.
I think that piece is so important, you know, that it really does help people to be able to hear their stories and share their stories and
Absolutely.
To provide that space for them, where they might not seek out a professional counselor kind of a person, but they need that support and they need that, you know, that
guidance,
yeah, bridge, yeah, that we provide. So, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Very cool. So I know that you were able to go on a wonderful vacation. And was it upstate New York that you went to? Where was it?
In northern New York. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for
mm-hmm.
roughly about 2 weeks in
awesome.
Northern New York, and then I'm going back up there in October to Plattsburgh area. I'm going to be up in the Plattsburgh area, and probably back into. The northern New York location there with Messina and Watertown and some clients I have in Syracuse, you know, but we were just all over the northern area during the month of May while we were there, or the 2 weeks in May that we were there.
Uh-huh. And when you do that, do you work out of like a metaphysical bookstore, or do you go directly to people's homes, or how do you interact with clients?
I have a wonderful friend who has opened her home to me so that when I do go up north, she has a library right there on her property. It's a separate freestanding building that has an upstairs area that is, you know, just tables and chairs and a place to meet and do my readings. But then I also travel to people's homes because I offer what I call message circles. And this is where
mm-hmm.
groups of people gather together to receive messages from their departed loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I think
we
did one every single night that I was there. Every night we had a message circle booked. And all throughout the day, you know, I'd wake up in the morning and hit the road running, you know, because people were coming for readings. And we actually ended up having to turn people away because we were just, I was just so booked up. I just didn't
have
time.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Time. Oh, yes. And of course, that's my, I call it my home state. You know, New York is where I opened my business there, my Whispering Willow Spiritual Learning Center. I opened it there. And so that's where a large number of my clientele still are. And
mm-hmm.
so now in October, I get to go back and go to the Plattsburgh area where I'm staying with another friend of mine who's opened her home for me to come in and set up to do readings there and more message circles and such.
Very cool, very cool. And I know that you have a radio show, too, on Hazy Radio. So can
uh-huh.
you talk a little bit about that and how that got started for you and what the show's vision is?
Well, the program that I offer is called Live with Bell Salisbury. And that is on the Hazy Radio Network at hazyradio.com. And that airs every Friday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And I share the show with my co-host, Gina Wedlake. And she and I have been doing this show, I think, just over 5 years that we've been partnered together doing Live with Bell Salisbury. And I wanted to have a show where I could enlighten people. I wanted to be
mm-hmm.
a show where people, if they had questions about, you know, certain metaphysical topics, that we could talk about the subject that they wanted to learn about, you know, whether it was, you know, how to develop your psychic ability, what is a walk-in, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
subject people seem to be interested in, we would cover that subject. And then, of course, we started having guest appearances where we would bring authors who had a story to tell or who had an expertise to share. And so we bring on a lot of them as well to come on and talk about their story. You know, so it's always about sharing knowledge that helps the inquisitive mind. You know, it helps us to grow spiritually.
Very cool, very cool. And the Whispering Willows show, I know you do on Sunday morning. How does that differ than the Belle Salisbury show?
Under the Whispering Willow is a Sunday morning service. I am an ordained minister, and mm-hmm. my co-host, Kimberly Simon, is also an ordained minister. And we just, whatever spirit leads us to talk about each Sunday morning, you know, we'll have a certain topic for a sermon, if you want to call it a sermon. We're non-denominational, and we opened, you know, our congregation or our meeting up to anyone, no matter what path they walk. You know, we're going to try and honor all with neutrality. And we always start out with a prayer, and we open our service with those who have healing needs or have loved ones or friends who are in need of healing, because many of us work as healers, and they'll just put their name out, or I'll say, hold that person in your heart. And as we offer the prayer, we send that healing energy out to those who are in need. And then we always have a special message that we deliver on Sunday mornings, and it just always seems spirit guided, you know, what spirit brings to us that needs to be shared. That's what we cover, you know, and it's an hour-long service, just like getting up and going to Sunday school or to church, but you get to do it in your pajamas on the computer.
That's awesome. And it's so awesome, too, to open it up to people who maybe had a more traditional experience with, you know, with religion and still mm-hmm. want a service that is sacred and that is meaningful and this sort of thing, but maybe don't want, you know, as such a traditional approach.
Well, who are curious. Somebody wants to learn.
Yes.
I'm of the spiritualist faith, and the spiritualists mm-hmm. believe just the same as most other religious beliefs out there, except that we believe in the communication with spirit. You know, we believe in mm-hmm. mediumship. And that's about really the only difference, and the healing, the laying on of hands for healing. But a lot of folks are homebound. A lot of folks either can't get out because they either don't have a vehicle or they're in a wheelchair, and they miss that spiritual uplifting that they would get mm-hmm. if they could go out to church. And some people just happen into our chat room by accident, and they end up listening mm-hmm. and they go, wow, I really needed this message today. You guys just, there's a mm-hmm. reason I was led to this chat room. You know, so it's so interesting how spirit works and how we're guided to one another.
Mm-hmm. I think that Facebook is such an interesting venue, because even though it can be, you know, kind of shallow or that sort of thing, it just opens up so much networking capacity for people to build more support for spiritual, you know, spiritual work.
And I tell you, I have met so many fascinating, wonderful mm-hmm. people because of Facebook. And so it's a wonderful networking opportunity, not just because of a business, but just to find like-minded individuals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And people who, you know, you never met before, and then all of a sudden you have this amazing connection with them, and, you know, they change your life, or they check in all the time and, you know, just really inspire you. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And all across the world, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But
very
now
cool.
I'm going to turn the tables a little bit, Jennifer. You were featured in Bella Spree magazine as our featured artist. We have a beautiful article about you and your sacred bracelets. And my friend Kimberly Simon, she helps me do the, she adds the articles to the website after I have done their layout. And so mm-hmm. I was showing her the pictures of your bracelets, and every one of them, every time I opened one up, it was like, ooh, I like that. Oh, that is beautiful. You know, we were oohing and aahing over your images. And normally I only put one or two images, but I had to put them all. I had to throw them all in there.
That was so nice of you. I thought that was so generous when I opened up the article, because I thought, oh, well, they'll just pick the best, and you put them all in there.
They each carried such an energy, and as I read the description about each one and how it came to be created, you could feel it just looking at the picture.
Oh,
you could feel
you.
That energy that came from it. And so I just want to invite everyone, your listeners, you know, and my listeners, be sure and check out Jennifer Seek in the Bellastry magazine. It's right towards the back of the magazine. We always save the best for last. And that is our artist spotlight. And so we had the opportunity to learn about your journey and how you grew and how you came to create these sacred bracelets. And, folks, I'm telling you, if you have not seen them, you must check them out.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Thank
you
so much.
You're so welcome.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we just have about 15 more minutes, and I want you to be able to share anything that spirit that you feel called to share about your journey or your work or at this point, you know, what would you like to share with the audience? I'll open it up to you.
Well, you know, the important thing that I have come to learn in my many years of doing this work is that, you know, we never know everything. And mm-hmm. in this field of spirituality, of growing spiritually and expanding our knowledge of the great unknown, nobody knows it all. And, I mean, I studied, I earned a PhD in metaphysics, and I thought, you know, years ago when I got this doctorate, I was like, oh, well, I have arrived. I know everything. And, you know, spirit had a way of, you know, thumping me on the head and going, oh, no, you don't. You know, so we're always learning, even the best of us, even the seasoned of us. We're always growing and we're always learning. And so much more is being opened to us to learn from one another and to share with one another. And that's really what I see Bellastry being all about. It's, you know, it's knowledge that's coming from anywhere and everywhere that enlightens us, that inspires us, and helps us grow into the best human spirit that we can be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that said so well. You know, I think we live in a culture where often we're taught to focus so much on our ego and on, you know, the getting and spending and what we get done and how much mm-hmm. we get done and all this sort of thing, that sometimes we're not very present-centered, you know, as we grow. And I think anything that can help us to be more present-centered and connect with beauty and connect with, you know, all of the wonderful, wonderful energies and, you know, energy, spiritual energies that are out there and that can help attune us to those is just a wonderful thing and so necessary in our world right now.
It is. And you know, I think some of my best education has come from the individuals that I've had the opportunity to meet and come to know and love, you know, and to just throw a few names out there. Mandy Peterson, remarkable lady. You had her on your show not long ago, author of I Am the Lotus
Wonderful
of the Muddy
book.
Pond. And
yes.
She is such an inspiration to me and has helped me grow so much. And I'm waiting for my diploma from her because I think, you know, she has taught me so much. She's in, like, the Mandy School of Inspiration. And Kimberly Simon is a wonderful healer and life coach and has helped me to turn my focus on what is best for Belle instead of what is best for everybody else that Belle can do for you, you know. And so these two individuals, you know, are just a small number of folks that, you know, have helped me in my own progression and development of my life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mandy's book is wonderful. I'm about halfway through it at this point, and I just think, you know, she just brings out so many amazing points about, how we need to approach metaphysics and how we need to take responsibility and move beyond, you know, this kind of us and them kind of,
the collective.
I'll tell you,
Mandy's book is one of those books that you're going to read many times. And every time you read it, you're going to get something from it. You know, there's something new that's going to pop out at you. And it's so inspirational and it's so common sense. And there's parts of it you're going to read and go, what? And then as you think about it and pray about it and ponder over it, then you go, oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and that's kind of how her book flows. It covers every topic that you could think of, you know, about, you know, obviously the key is loving Mother Earth and giving back,
yes,
you know, what we've taken, you know, from her energy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I really encourage everyone out there listening to,
mm-hmm,
pick up a copy of the book, because it's really, it's just got, she's just a wonderful writer, and she has a wonderful way of speaking about these things, and it'll challenge you. It'll take you beyond maybe what's been presented to you before, what you've thought about, and it's really a great read.
It certainly does.
For sure.
She's just a remarkable teacher and,
yes,
you know, an inspiration for me, you know, and I'm certainly honored and proud to call her my friend, you know, but
awesome.
Just so many people, and that's the thing, it doesn't matter how much knowledge we have, you know, we're always growing, and we always need to be open to more expansive,
mm-hmm,
knowledge, you know, and,
mm-hmm,
and you know, I think of it like this, if we were meant to have all the answers at one time, it would explode our brains, you know,
yeah,
it would
totally
just
true.
Be too overwhelming, but we,
yeah,
we get this in stages of as to our readiness, you know, whether we are capable,
absolutely,
of understanding, and when we're ready to understand, you know, so it's always about learning and growing and expanding in our collective conscious thinking, and it's wonderful,
absolutely,
to see our world evolving now to more spiritual practices, to more spiritual thinking, you know, and when I say spiritual, please don't confuse that with religion. It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's our,
yes,
soul selves that I speak of when I say spiritual.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really excited, too, to have Janet Bowerman on the program next week. I know that she was on your program on Hazy Radio,
mm-hmm,
and I love the work with the animal totems, and I'm really excited to have people,
amazing,
you know, get to hear her story.
Yeah, her name is pronounced Janae.
It is Janae. Okay, my,
yeah,
bad.
And, yeah, it's okay. And it's got the little pretty little, you know, flippy over the E, Janae Bowerman,
yeah,
and she is one of our columnists as well. She has a column called Nature Signs, where people can write into her asking about an animal that has crossed their path, whether it's an insect,
awesome,
or a bird or an animal, you know, she's so knowledgeable about the totems, and she's able to share with us what that animal represents by seeing it. You know, somebody saw in our magazine this month, somebody saw a grasshopper. You know, a grasshopper,
mm-hmm,
clung to the screen door, and they were like, wonder what this thing is trying to tell me. And she explains what grasshopper brings, what their message is, and it's just such a awesome way of looking at our Mother Nature's critters, you know, and,
mm-hmm,
and learning from them, you know, because I believe there's no coincidence when an animal or a creature of Mother Nature crosses our path, or we happen to take note of them, you know, like, oh,
mm-hmm,
my gosh, look at that spider. Well, that spider has a message for you, you know. So she is,
yep,
an inspiration and incredible at sharing that information with our readers, you know. So there's so much in the magazine that people can learn from. We have the astrology forecast, you know, from Zoe Moon, and we have the new moon and full moon forecast with Sharita Starr.
Mm.
We have numerologists that share with us what the month brings, and John Ferraro is another numerologist who writes for us, and he allows people to write in with their birth date and birth name that appears on their birth certificate, and he gives them,
mm-hmm,
a little mini reading in his column. So that's really very, very educational. And
very cool.
And, yeah, it's very, very awesome. And Beseda Durrell is another numerologist, you know, who writes with us, who shares about the energies of the month and what numbers that represents and what that month is bringing. And so there's a lot of, you know, divination that comes through the magazine, and we have guidance columns where our readers can write in for guidance and information, whether it is just for a particular problem, whether it's a love relationship, you know, or We have a lady that can look at your photographs and give you a reading based on pictures that you send to her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so much in there. And, of course, our diamond psychics and healers have mm-hmm. a column called Diamond Wisdom. Excuse me. Where
that's what I love. Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, people can write in a question, and then what I do is I bring it to all of my diamond psychics and healers, and they each one will, you know, take turns giving a response to that person's question. So, and it appears in our magazine each month. So a person may ask a question, and they may get 5 or 6 responses from different perspectives from psychics and healers.
That's awesome.
That is just incredible, you know. So there's lots of opportunity in the magazine for guidance that people freely offer, you know, and very inspirational guidance. We have the juicing lady, Ann McIntosh, she teaches people how to juice, you know, how to get their best nutrient from juicing. Mm-hmm. And she has very, you know, educational articles in her column. And Sandra Smith has Skin Talk, you know, and she's a skin specialist. And I can't pronounce that word. It's an onychologist or something, where she's a skin specialist. And she's
endocrinologist?
Yeah, whatever that is.
And
but she's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just that interesting word that I just say, well, she knows skin. So if you have skin issues, you know, you can write in to her with questions regarding your skin. And she has wonderful guidance for our readers. And she always provides tidbits and tips on how to properly take care of your skin in the summertime, in the wintertime. You know, she's just amazing. So there's just so much in there.
Yeah,
that,
it really,
you know,
is.
A little something for everybody in Bel Esprit.
Yeah. Well, we just have a very few minutes left, but I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you for all your wonderful work and how to find the publication online.
Absolutely. You can learn more about me on my website, and that's bellsalisbury.com. And it's Salisbury like the steak, S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y, Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Salisbury.com. And you can learn about the magazine at bellesprit.com, and that's bellesprit.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening and for sharing all your wisdom and insight and just being a wonderful guest.
Well,
really enjoyed the hour.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for inviting me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to have you on on Live with Bell Salisbury as well, because we want to talk about
very cool
the free bracelet. Yes.
Very cool. Can't wait.
Yay.
All right. Well, take good care, Belle.
Thank you so much. God bless, honey.
You bet. Bye-bye. Check out Janae Bowerman next week on Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, where she'll be sharing all about animal totems. Until next week, go make magic, feel magic, inspire magic, create magic, uplift magic, look for magic, share magic. That's what we're here for. Bye now.